Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and I feel like I just want to apologize to Shua, Simone, anybody else that has to deal with me trying to be in front of a video camera and just like riff off a certain bullet points when I don't know where everything needs to go. Because like that just happened this week. You know, when you're a part of Voice Coaches, you get this class material, you know, and you're going through the program and there's videos that come along with it. And guess what? We're revamping all that stuff right now. And you get to see my wonderful mug as a part of this. But, you know, while I know all the ins and outs and everything on how to record and what's in a studio and whatever, it's like, if I don't know what somebody really specifically wants me to say in a project I am technically hired for, my brain ain't going to work. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm slightly dyslexic and I am well aware of that. So when it kicks in most is when I'm uncomfortable, which is why I think it's like, oh yeah, I would know biology in and out. I knew everything. You could ask me all the questions. I knew all the answers until you put me in front of a test paper. And then I got nervous. And what happened? I passed biology by 1 point. Like, I mean, ridiculous. So listen, I've known this about myself for a long time. I tried to warn everybody, but I can't say that everybody listens or understands that I'm actually just not BSing, you know? So apologies, you know, because we got through it. But I get very frustrated with myself at times because, hello, also a perfectionist, which is like a bad combo, right? Your brain flips things and you can't control it, but you're also a perfectionist. It's like such a tumultuous combination, and here we are. But yeah, there's a reason that I try to just like stay behind a mic and not in front of a camera. It's not because like I got the face for radio, though that is always the joke. It's just because it's too much to think about and my brain can't handle it. So here we are. You know, but the beauty of doing these videos is I want to go over some of the stuff that we actually were talking about that day, because, you know, it's like you kind of forget, like once you've been doing this for a long time, you don't realize what other people don't know as they're starting. And I think it's not that it's taken for granted. It's just that this is my norm. So I'm always surrounded by this stuff. So I forget that maybe you don't know what is actually in a studio and what its purposes are. And there's a lot of different things. There's a lot of different things that you want to have with you and ways to be. But I think focusing on what's in the studio and its like sole purpose and how it helps is just kind of vital. So why don't we dive into that a little bit? Because I mean, these could be things, obviously, that you would have in your own home studio, too, if you want to have that kind of setup. And eventually, I would suggest that just because it does make life a whole lot easier, makes the audition process that much easier. It allows, like, you to send samples if necessary, editing at home, like, all that kind of stuff. It's just very, very useful. So, you know, it's another skill to develop, but it's definitely a very important and vital and, you know, good piece to have. So what is in that studio? And well, first of all, I mean, I'm talking on something that you're going to see various types of, and that is microphones. A big question that we always get is like, well, what kind of microphone should I get, right? And, you know, it is very confusing. There are so many types and brands and like everything out there, because you got to think of all the things that are recorded, you know, that we listen to. It's not just voices. It's instruments and it's different sounds. And so like different microphones are usable for different things. Now, like a dynamic microphone is something that you would end up kind of utilizing more so if you're a singer. You know, it's like if you want to be a rock star, go ahead, have that dynamic microphone and go ahead, do your thing, right? But the one that I have always had is a condenser mic. That is great for not just like voice actors, but like any kind of voice work. So I've utilized it a lot in radio, clearly, any commercial work, anything that I've done, podcasting, all of it. Why? It picks up great detail, detail that might be lost on something else. What I love about my microphone, though, is it picks up what's in front of you. You know, it's not picking up the fact that I've got a fan going on the other side of this wall that I can hear with one headphone off, but you can't hear it. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And that is, you know, when you start spending just a little bit more money, that's the kind of beautiful thing that can happen. You spend a little less, you're going to be hearing a little bit too much stuff. And it also has to do with, you know, your studio space itself. But let's continue. So, like, microphones, those are a great couple examples right there. And as a voice actor, that condenser mic is a great vital piece. When you want to get into specifics and brands and stuff, you can always send me a message or, you know, kind of do some Google searches on that as to what's best. But what else is in there? I mean, well, obviously, you've got a mic stand, most likely, right? You got to adjust that based on how your performance is going to be going. Maybe you're standing. A lot of people like to stand. You get to talk from the diaphragm a little bit better. Not everybody is the same height. So obviously, you know, having an adjustable mic stand is key. Also, sometimes you want to sit. I do a lot of work all day. So, you know, I find myself sitting for a portion of the day at the least. And it is good to be able to adjust that to have that. You have a pop filter, maybe. Now, I don't have like a circle one that is around my mic. I don't feel like I need it. I feel like my mic kind of handles those plosives a little bit better. And in the way that I'm, you know, set up and speaking into it, you know, a little off of the mic is helpful as well. But I do have a cover on it. So it does have coverage. So, you know, that is something. But again, those P's, those plosives, that's what that is helping to prevent with that pop filter. You may also have like the shock guard. And that is helping with different vibrations that can happen. My mic specifically does not have that. It is kind of nicely in its stand, so it's not going to have that bounce room that some do. My old microphone did have that. And again, it's helping the vibrations that can happen from whether it's the sound or otherwise. Now, the way that we're absorbing sound in a studio, because you need a good quality space that is not going to have a lot of echo. And, you know, you set up a studio, that's going to be the first thing you notice is like, wow, why does it sound like that? You know, and you've got to set things up in a proper way. And having some sound absorbing material is very important. Now, I'll admit, in my studio, I do have some stuff along the walls. It is, you know, the cushioned soundproofing. I have a rug down that is also incredibly helpful. The ceiling is lower. I think that also might help situations. And, you know, I always joke that I'm in an adult fort because my fourth wall is just a wall of cardboard boxes with a bed sheet over it, which sounds ridiculous, but honestly, it looks pretty cool in here. You know, so that's my home studio setup. In a professional situation, you're going to have a lot of the, like, you know, soft kind of foam-like, you know, along the walls, or maybe drop cloths that are for specific soundproofing, you know, just something that's going to absorb any echo and get things to sound just more clear and crisp. Now, I've already made a mention of the headphones that are on my head. That is very, very, very important to have in a studio. Not only so you can hear yourself and what you're doing clear as day, you know, and don't panic when you're hearing breaths and stuff. That's normal, you know, but it's also allowing you, like in a professional studio, to be able to talk back, you know, so the studio like engineer and everybody can hear you and you can hear them clearly. You can hear any direction that you're given. You have the opportunity to like go ahead and adjust your volume and everything as necessary right there in the studio, typically, you know, and it's just good for you to be able to hear yourself clear, but also like not hear yourself too much or too little. So having those adjustments is always key. But like these are things that you find in a studio. You might have the chair, you might have a pencil for notes that you're going to want to take. Of course, you're going to have your script and your copy. But like when it comes to equipment, these are the basic things that you will find in a studio and that you should be thinking about for your own personal studio space. So just, hey, go ahead and start exploring, you know, and next time that you're in a professional studio, look around a little bit. What did I miss? Was there anything? Maybe that studio has something a little bit more specific for that studio space. Maybe they have it in there because of, you know, music that's recorded there or other things that are recorded there. You can ask some questions, get a little bit more educated, but it's pretty cool when you start to see all the ins and outs and all the things that that engineer has to know too, right? And how to set all that stuff up and make it work right and sound as good as it can. But if you've got anything you want us to discuss here on the Voice Coaches Radio podcast, you can send me an email, marissa@voicecoaches.com. marissa@voicecoaches.com. And we got a brand new episode coming your way next weekend. Stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.